KCIM Sports presents the Pizza Ranch Saturday Morning Coaches Show with Sports Director Jeff Blankman.
We've got a very busy Coaches Show coming up for you here. We're going to just run you through the scores from last night. Again, the recap stories with all the individual stats and everything is available on the website on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. Again, you can find it at sports.1380kcim.com. We're going to talk to Randy Beeson with the Carroll Boys basketball team here in just a couple of minutes. Katie Cook set to join us, talking Carroll Girls basketball. Deb Danner with the Carroll Boys swim team. Joe Daniels with the Carroll Girls wrestling team. Shane Vaughn with the Kemper Girls and Boys wrestling teams. Eric Noggle with the Carroll Boys wrestling team. Justin Yetmar with the Kemper Girls basketball team. And Sean Minahan with the Kemper Boys basketball team, all set to join us. We're going to start with our wrestling, where the Carroll girls hosted their invite last night. Kemper and Eastack County were the other local schools there. Carroll won it with 162.5 points. Kemper was second with 158.5 points. And Eastack would finish up in seventh place with 154 points. In girls basketball, Carroll fell the winner set last night 57-55. It was Coon Rapids Baird over Woodbine. The final there was 52-33. Ike Manning lost to Trainer 73-42. It was Xyrocorn Kimbleton over Cam 57-42. Eastack County lost in overtime to GTRA 59-55. South Central Calhoun fell to Emmitsburg 52-8. It was Glidden Ralston downing Peyton Chernan 67-30. On the boys' side of things, Carroll got by Winterset last night by a final of 60-50. Also in boys' basketball action, Coon Rapids Baird went to double overtime to get by Woodbine in a matchup of two teams ranked in the top five. 63-54 was that final score. It was Eastack falling to GTRA 58-40. Peyton Chernan downed Glidden Ralston the final 66-58. It was Audubon falling to Tri-Center 63-37. Ike Manning loses to Trainer 64-44. And it was South Central Calhoun falling to Emmitsburg 55-50. In girls bowling, Kemper hosted St. Albert, losing 1,893 pins to 1,356. Kemper boys home also to St. Albert. St. Albert won that one 2,741 pins to 2,500 pins. We'll step away, take a break. Randy Beeson set to join us next here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Randy Beeson, the head boys basketball coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us. Tigers picking up a nice road win last night down at Winterset 60-50. That comes after a 59-42 victory over at Boone earlier this week. Coach, nice 2-0 week in the Raccoon River Conference. You guys, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, we'll definitely take it for sure.
Yeah, and I appreciate you joining us. I know you got a wrestling tournament going on today, so a busy Saturday for you up there at Carroll High. Good win last night. If you hold the team to 50 on their home floor, tells me probably played pretty well defensively.
Yeah, we did. I wouldn't say first quarter we played well. We just kind of scored the basketball and we held them to 11 points, and we got some really good shots. I'm like, hey, just keep playing defense and shots will fall. And second quarter, all of a sudden, they made a couple shots, and we got down even more by 7-8 points. And then all of a sudden, we started pressuring a little bit more because we're panicking a little bit. We're still not getting shots to fall, and then all of a sudden, they're getting easy baskets because we're pressuring too much, and the help defense isn't there. So they scored 19 points in the second quarter, and all of a sudden, we're down 11 going into the third quarter. But guys responded really well. We held them to 3 points in the third quarter, scored 21 points ourselves, picked the pressure up, and got some steals. We pressed them a little bit, and we did a much better job of moving the basketball against the zone and running some guys in and out of the high post in the short corner spot, and guys really responded in the second half.
I was going to say 21-3 in the third quarter, so you guys start making shots. Was it your defense that kind of shut them down, or did they get decent looks, just couldn't get anything to fall in that third?
I think we shot one free throw, two free throws in the first half.
Okay.
Settled for a lot of outside shots. So obviously when you're not getting those to fall and you're not getting to the basket at all, it makes it tough to score. So we did a much better job being able to get to the high post and attack the basket. We got to the short corner a couple times and scored around the basket there. But we had to score the ball in order to get into a press, and we scored enough early on so we could do that, and then we generated a lot of those points just off of our pressure and press, and they had some unforced turnovers, and then we capitalized ourselves. So we played with a lot of more energy. Jared got in foul trouble in the first half, picked up three fouls in the first half, so he's a difference maker, and especially against his own run, that high post and short corner spot. So in the second half, he was able to play normal minutes and stayed out of foul trouble, and literally got in a little foul trouble too, so guys had to step in and do some things, and Trey did a nice job attacking the basket in the second half, and Landon Peterson came off the bench, knocked down a couple threes. Jake Jorgensen knocked down a couple threes. Mac hit a couple threes too, but Mac was really good defensively. He had seven steals, four rebounds, and 13 points. So had a really nice all-around game. And then late in the game, when we made them come out and guard us a little bit, he knocked down his free throws too. I think he ended up with seven free throws. So just a complete game by everybody, but really a really good job in the second half, outscoring them 41-20.
And a nice job, by the way it sounds, hitting free throws down the stretch to win a close one. Coach, we'll bounce back here to Tuesday as you guys started the week off this week with a nice, comfortable win against Boone. And in that one, it wasn't the third. This time it was the second quarter where you took command.
Yeah, give our AD credit for scheduling the two teams that play a 2-3 zone. Just kidding. But it worked out well. Played two really good teams with ADM and Storm Lake, man-to-man the whole game and pressuring and whatever. And then, two games in a row, Boone sits in a 2-3 zone. Winterset plays a 2-3 zone. So it worked out well where, you got to prepare for one team. And then luckily the next game, you're kind of doing the same thing. So we did just an okay job of running our stuff against Boone. Again, we only scored 11 points in the first quarter, but defensively we were pretty good, held them to 9 points. And then second quarter, we passed it better. Again, we made a few shots. I feel like we have good shooters on our team, and for whatever reason, we struggled to shoot it. And we just keep telling the guys, like, hey, you're good shooters. You have to have confidence. You got to shoot that thing in rhythm. You guys make a lot of shots before and after practice every single day. So there's no reason not to think that you're not making that next shot. So we made a few more there in that game as well. But again, give our defense credit. We held them to 16 points in the first half and held them to 42 points in the whole game. And again, we passed the ball really well. We spent a lot of time on making the extra pass and, being a good teammate and doing those things. And guys have bought into that. And I think we had 21 assists against Boone. So really nice job of making the extra run and passing the ball inside and out.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I would give you a pat on the back. It's a smart idea to schedule the two teams that play 2-3 zones back-to-back, so you only got to work on it for 1 week out of the season, right?
Yeah, yeah. I take my comment back. That had nothing to do with my scheduling at all. Conference scheduler, give credit to someone else. But, it just worked out well. You know, and we talk about every game, you got to adjust every game. You got to prepare for something else, and that's what makes it fun, right? Like, play two really good teams that pressure you and play man-to-man, and now, you have to adjust. Boone's 2-3 zone was a big guy underneath the basket that just kind of hung out there, and and their 2-3 zone's a little different than Winterset's, who's pressuring all over the place and running at you and flying by and doing those things. So, again, even though it was 2-3 zone, it was a little bit different, and it's hard to simulate. I mean, you've seen Winterset's 2-3 zone.
Yes.
It's hard to simulate that in practice. So, you tell the guys you have the first 2 minutes to figure out the speed of it and what they're trying to do, and then settle in and understand that, if we can take care of it, we can get good shots and all that. So, again, give our guys credit. It could have down 11 going in third quarter on the road. We've lost there the last 2 years and haven't played well. So give our guys credit for battling back and intention of the game the right way.
Coach, well, we'll bounce back. You mentioned Storm Lake. That was last Saturday. Looks to me you end up losing by 16, but outscored by 9 in the first quarter. Kind of played them pretty even the rest of the way after that. What'd you take away from that game?
Yeah, we had it to within 6 points with 4 or 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So, again, it wasn't pretty early on, and we struggled to score against our length. And I think they're really good. I mean, the Coon kids going to Creighton, super athletic, held him to 6 points in the first half, and then hit a volleyball line three to start the third quarter, had a monster dunk, and hit another deep three, and scored the first 8 points in third quarter. So, again, we got down, could have stayed down, could have kind of given up and said, man, they're really good. And but our guys didn't do that. They caught back and made some shots. And unfortunately, we cut to six and couldn't get stops and kind of ran out of gas and had a couple bad possessions offensively and ended up being 16, 17 points. But we were definitely put ourselves in a position to win the game down the stretch. And, you know, so a lot of positives from all that, right? Like early on in the season, you want to play some really good teams and kind of see where you're at. And we're still learning to play with each other and figure out what guys can do, but we're getting better. And guys are buying into, you know, sharing the basketball and making the easy one and trusting each other and doing all those things, which is what you want your team to be able to do. So we're just trying to build on that, and trying to be better every game, every practice.
One game left before the break. It's the crosstown rival. I tip my cap to you because I know you reached out to Kemper when they made the dome and asked if they wanted to push this game back a little bit, and that's a lot of respect for you to do that. What are you thinking about with this matchup?
Well, we're just looking out for the community, right? It's
yep.
December 22nd, right before Christmas break. We figured a lot of people would be back. Let's pack the gym. Let's make it fun. You know, it's always a fun game, except for last year. But usually it's a fun game. No, they're really good. They're well coached. They got some really good athletes, some really good players. It's always fun to play those guys. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. Obviously, they're really good and having a really good season. So we're going to have to play well and get some stops and hope they don't make 9 threes in the first quarter like last year or 12 threes in the first half. And hopefully we can slow them down a little bit and hopefully it'll be a fun game. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. I'll see you out there. I finally get a chance to watch you guys play here on Monday night. So looking forward to broadcasting that one on Monday. I'll see you here in a little while, probably out at the wrestling tournament as well. So Merry Christmas, though, and Happy New Year if I don't catch up with you before Monday.
Yeah, same to you, Jeff. Thanks for all the coverage, like always.
You bet. Head Coach Randy Beeson again with the Carroll Boys basketball team. We're back with more of the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Some things never go out of style, like a frosty mug of root beer and a burger made the way you remember. At A&W of Jefferson, every meal brings back a little bit of that hometown magic, where families gather, friends laugh, and memories are made one bite at a time. From our classic burgers and fries to hand-spun shakes, it's comfort food that feels just right. Order ahead on the A&W app for today's convenience with yesterday's charm. A&W of Jefferson, where good food and great memories never fade.
Katie Cook, the head girls basketball coach for the Carroll Tigers, joining us here as we continue on this Saturday morning on our Pizza Ranch Coach Show. Again, the final show for 2025. We'll start them back up again on Saturday, January the 10th. So a couple of week break for everybody. Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us. How you doing, Katie?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Jeff?
I am doing well, Coach. You guys had to travel over to Winterset last night. Never an easy place to play, even with the new gym. Sounds like you played pretty well, but game goes to overtime. You come up just a little bit short, a two-point loss. As you reflect back on that one, what stood out for you?
You know, I thought we competed really well. I'm proud of our girls' effort. We passed the ball really well in the second half. I think we had ended up with 3 girls in double digits, Analia Ayala, Allie Cook, and Chloe Cook. Jersey Spore had a couple threes. You know, defensively we played pretty well. It just, you know, came down to the wire, and in overtime there was 1.8 seconds left, and the Winterset got a foul call and made both free throws, and game over. Just not enough time to do anything with that.
Real good start for you guys, though, last night, as I'll jump there real quick. Up 10-3 after the first quarter. What did you do so well defensively?
We had some full court pressure on and dropped back into man. The girls and Allie had our first 6 points. The girls were ready to play right from the tip. I was proud of their effort. And just kind of our three-quarter court press gave Winterset a little bit of trouble right out the gate.
How did they claw back in? Looks like the second quarter started to make some progress.
Right. You know, they just started, you know, making better reads and moving the ball around a little bit. And as it usually happens with that press, but we were able for a time to kind of get them out of their offense. They're a team that's really good at running their sets and getting the right people the ball and the right looks. It worked for a short time, but and then we had to switch gears.
You guys trailed at the end of the third, but took the lead in the fourth. What went well for you early in the fourth quarter?
Early in the fourth quarter, Chloe Cook ended up, you know, she had at least 8 assists, I think, and 3 of them in that fourth quarter. Finding Analia Ayala, diving through their zone, and Analia finished. I think she had 5 points maybe in the fourth quarter there early. Yeah, and Chloe had a lot of good looks too. Finished at the free throw line, which is a good step forward for her. So, yeah, it's team effort for sure, but that's kind of what sticks out right now.
Coach, you mentioned Analia Ayala a couple of different times here. That's a young lady that once she kind of gets rolling here, and maybe tonight was the start, could give you a pretty consistent third score.
Sure, absolutely. You know, on any given night, I think they're all capable, but for sure, she's just a really talented kid. I think you put put her on any court with any kind of ball or whatever, and she's gonna be okay. She's so athletic. And she's a really great shooter, and she's kind of been in a little bit of a slump lately. So I'm excited for her to find her way out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be huge for this team the second half of the season. Coach, we'll bounce back to Tuesday. You guys hosted Boone, able to pick up a pretty comfortable win in that one. Jumped out early. Looks like maybe a little bit of a lull in the second quarter scoring, but then kind of erupted in the third quarter to put it away.
Right. Boone's a team, they give maximum effort all the time. We had a size advantage that we were able to kind of exploit there in the second half and pull away a little bit. But again, they deserve a lot of credit. They play really hard and they don't make it easy.
Coach, you guys as well last Saturday as we go through the week, played against the Storm Lake team. This has always been a good matchup here the last several years. Looks like it was a pretty good game again. They end up getting you guys on that Saturday afternoon. As you glance back, and I know it was a week ago pretty much, what's the memory of that one?
Oh, just, you know, Avery DeHaan is just tough to stop. We had a tough time with her. What a ball player. But, yeah, gosh, seems like forever ago. Again, Allie and Chloe leading the scoring effort, lost by 11. And I think it just comes down to, and not any one big thing, but just a lot of small things that we need to work on to get better overall. Taking care of the ball. We have, you know, we're really good at defense, but we tend to have a few defensive breakdowns when it comes to the game plan. And then, you know, patching up some transition defense issues. We got a little list of things that we need to knock out and work on. And going into the break, that's something we can handle.
I was just going to ask where you feel like this team is at the break. Sounds like there's some really good things there, but some little things in consistency, one of those?
Possibly. I think this team is, they've got a lot of heart, which, you know, is something I can't, you know, make happen in practice.
Right.
They just have it or they don't. So they've got a lot of heart, and they're going to fight. And I tell you what, if I ask them to do something or to work on something or to fix something, they do it. No problem. So we'll just get back to work and see if we can't pull out some more wins and get better. So when February rolls around, we are ready for regional play.
Coach, what do you guys do as far as, like, I'm sure the girls going to get some time off. When do you come back to having them in the gym and getting some work in before the second half of the season?
I don't like to step on the holiday toes.
Right,
we take,
yep,
like, a solid week off. I think it's good. Over the past few years, I've found that they seem like they have more gas in the tank when February comes, if we have a little more time off at Christmas. And, you know, why not? They spend time with your family, go on the trip if you want, that kind of stuff. So we're off for a while. And then we come back. We've got a good four practices before we hit the court again against Bondurant Farrar on January 2nd.
Well, Coach, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Appreciate you always joining us here on these Saturday mornings. Get some rest, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Katie Cook again with the Carroll girls basketball team. We'll stop away, take a break. We're going to talk boys swimming with head coach Deb Danner coming up next year on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
Carroll Sheds and Wendell's Weapons are decking the halls, locked, loaded, and full of holiday cheer. Veteran-owned and locally proud, we've got gifts that hit the mark and pack more punch than Grandma's eggnog. Merry Christmas from Carroll Sheds and Wendell's Weapons.
We're back here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. Of course, talking with Deb Danner of the Carroll Boys Swim Team. They're on their way over to Ames for a huge meet later on today. We'll talk to her about that coming up here in just a little bit. But, Coach, always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Doing great.
Good to hear. You guys had a good home meet on Thursday night. The weather, at least in this part of the state, stayed good. Some of the stuff up north got canceled because of whiteout conditions north of 20. But you hosted Boone and Atlantic. At least they were able to make it over, and you picked up a win, knocking off Atlantic. Had a really tight one with Boone. Probably kind of what you expected against Boone, right? To be in that one and have a chance.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we were expecting to at least have a chance, and we did. We had it tied up before that last event, and we just couldn't pull it through. But, you know, we'll work on that, and we'll make some changes and improvements, and, you know, we'll get another opportunity.
Absolutely. You'll see them again. What did you do well yesterday or Thursday, I should say? And then what were the areas you just mentioned that some changes you're going to make? What are those changes you'll need to make?
Yeah, so I let Legan and Tegan switch up their events.
Okay.
They swam each other's events. So that was just fun to watch. They were real excited about that. So, Cohen Clucky, he had a great meet. The kid is just like 0.28 away from going under a minute in his 100 freestyle, which
nice.
Is really exciting. So, I'm hoping we have him there later on today with any luck. We've been working on our turns. We've been working on our underwaters. It's starting to show now. Henry Osterlin got his breaststroke time back down to a 115. So, that was great to see. He had been swimming a 120, and it's like, you can't swim comfortable. We gotta go harder. So he went harder for me, and it shows when he does. So, that's great. Brody Screen brought his 100 breaststroke down to a 111. So, super excited about that too. He's kind of same situation. You can't be comfortable. You just got to go harder. And we're figuring those things out. But yeah, it's they've been doing really good, with their underwaters, with their turns and even our starts. We work on those every single day. But we gotta work on our relays a little bit.
Okay.
Still trying to figure out what's gonna work and what's not working so well. So You know, we got a little bit of time yet, and we'll get that all figured out.
I was just going to ask you about your relays. You picked up a couple of wins there, won the 200 free and then also the 200 medley relays. So is it just getting the kids in the right events, or what are you looking at with what you're still trying to figure out with the relays?
You know, we're trying to make all three relays strong. So just trying to figure out who can swim what relay and after what event. You know, it's just, we keep trying different things and we'll get there. You know, like I said, we got a couple of kids that are like borderline under that minute mark on their 100 free. So, you know, that could really beef up a 400 free relay for us. So, you know, we'll see what we can do. We got a few more meets to go and hopefully, you know, they'll show us some really good times.
Speaking of other meets, you guys did get two in earlier this week. Tuesday, you were up at Sioux City. That's a good ball club. I think it's a pretty large one, if I remember correctly, or a pretty good team and a large team. You end up falling in another tight one, so another really good challenge. But I'm assuming you learned some good things out of that meet as well.
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, Sioux City always is a really tough meet for us. But you got to like those tough meets because that's where you learn where you're weak. So, you know, we come back and we can work on the things that didn't look so great when we were up there. But, you know, and that's, you know, a lot of it is how often we're breathing in the 50 and, you know, just little things like that, which seem little, but they're really huge. So, you know, we work on that. We work a lot on breath control and, you know, it's going to make a difference.
And Coach, I know Landon Kedwell, one of those guys that at least the 500 free and some other events seems to be swimming really well for you. And Charlie Logan, just a youngster, seems to be doing pretty well for you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, we got some really good swimmers, that are really starting to develop into some really nice swimmers. Yeah, you know, we got a lot of work to do yet. They're going to make a lot of improvement, but, you know, there's a lot of work to be done.
Coach, you're back in action. As we mentioned right at the beginning of the interview, you go over to Ames. I remember talking to you, I think it was last week, about this one. This is probably one of the bigger and tougher meets the entire season. I think you guys were glad to get in it. So what are you hoping to take away from today's meet over in Ames?
Yeah, you know, I just want the kids to see what the talent is out there in the state of Iowa, what they're up against, you know, trying to go to state. You know, a lot of these kids come out of their club teams, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's not as hard to qualify for state, you know, like with GISL and USA. So, you know, swimming in high school, they're thinking, oh, you know, I qualified for state in my GSL league, you know, I can do it now. But it's a little harder than that. We don't have a time standard.
Right.
We just get the top 32 that go. So, you know, they don't realize that it is a little bit harder because there's only the top elite that get to go.
Well, Coach, I hope it's a good one for you today. I know you got a lot of kids that are going to perform extremely well. I hope you get out of this meet what you will, and I hope you also have a chance to have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well, as it's hard to believe we're at that point of the season already.
Absolutely. You have a Merry Christmas, too.
And again, Head Coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Boys Swim Team, back with more here on the Beach Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Hello, it's Dr. Rick Godding here from St. Anthony's Orthopedics. Just wanted to talk a little bit about winter in Iowa and orthopedic safety. Winter can be beautiful, but it's also slippery. Every year we see many, many injuries from slips and falls in the ice and the snow, and a lot of them can be preventable. A few simple steps that you can take: walk with handrails when they're available, and walk slowly. And remember, black ice can be invisible, so take your time getting where you're going. And when in doubt, don't go out. If you're worried about it, call someone and have them help you. Also, another thing you can do is, if you are on some ice, take short shuffling steps and get off that ice as soon as possible. If you do take a tumble, don't try to tough it out. pain, swelling, or trouble moving a joint could mean a fracture or a sprain, and the sooner you get it checked out, the faster you can heal. At St. Anthony's Orthopedics, we're here to help you keep moving safely this winter and beyond. So stay safe, walk smart, and always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
Carroll Girls Wrestling Coach Joe Daniels joining us here on this Saturday morning after the Tigers pick up a win at their home tour tournament last night. And Coach, congratulations for that win. Appreciate you joining us. And you told me during the commercial break, first ever tournament win for Carroll Girls Wrestling. So that one last night, pretty special.
Yeah, that's correct. We finally took one home. It was great to do it in the home gym, of course. But realistically, like I always say, it's the individuals at a tournament, right? So just the girls stepping up when they needed to. The bonus points come or they don't. It's fine. But this time, yeah, we weren't just winning. We were winning big, and we were putting things away, and we were doing what we needed to do. And, girls showed up when they needed to for us. So we come home, we get to keep our trophy in our own gym, and we're happy with that.
Five champions last night. As you mentioned, the girls stepping up. But to get five champions, pretty cool.
Yes. We only wrestled 10, so half of them won their bracket. You can't be mad at that. We're looking really good going into our Christmas break. I told them to empty the gas tank. They got nothing to save any. They have no reason to save any energy, and they didn't hold back.
Emma Daniels as well, picking up career victory number 100. Nice to do that at home, probably too.
Yeah, that was neat. I mean, that was fun for her. I kind of lied to her, told her, yeah, this will be like 97 or 98. I'll have to check when we get home, but I knew exactly where we were. You don't want anything to creep into the head there, but
yep.
She did her job as she always does. She went out there and she was a hammer for us, got a couple of really quick pins and ended the night pretty quickly for herself. So she's just consistent like she always is, put in the work. She deserves it. She has a nice poster she can hang in her room now. But the season's not over, and it's like I told her, we don't really care about the poster. It looks cool. Shout out to, I saw the sign for making that for her, but I mean, hey, we got to go to work. We're not even halfway through our season. So
who else wrestled well for you last night, even if they didn't claim an individual title?
Realistically, everybody did really well. Maggie Dirks got to her offense. She was on fire the whole day. She's still a little inexperienced, so she still ends up getting caught in some things. Unfortunately, kind of threw away a lead in one of those matches. But you can't take anything away from her. She is tough, tough, tough. Super strong. Decent technique for the amount of experience that she has and puts in the work. Always has a smile on her face. Bree Kiger couldn't wrestle yet, but she's over there cheering for everybody. So, I really like the camaraderie from our injured girls. They're over there. They're working just as hard as the ones that are on the mat. They're yelling things out and they're using their experience to help our newer girls out. And then we have people like Bree Hernandez who steps up. She's weighing 100 pounds. She's weighing, just over 100 pounds, and we're putting her at 110, and she ends up winning her bracket there. The amount of points that we collected at 110 that we weren't even expecting to get, that was enough to win the tournament for us.
Which makes it extra special, Coach. Did they take the confidence that maybe you gained by going 2-1 and having a bunch of girls wrestle well Thursday night at your home triangular? Did that kind of help and spur on the success from Friday night?
I would say so. We talk about this every once in a while. High school sports has a lot to do with momentum.
Yep.
And, when we were scheduling things, we went back and forth about, do we want a two-day weigh-in? And I said, we absolutely want a two-way weigh-in. That's how we get ready for things like state tournament. We have a 2-pound allowance day one, 3-pound allowance day two. This is exactly what they're going to see when we get to Coralville. So the girls understood that, they just treated this tournament like it was a continuation from the day before. And, yeah, like you say, I mean, they just snowballed it in. Honestly, I don't know if we would have done as well without that meet yesterday or the day before that.
How did, and I know you guys won two of the three. You picked up wins over both North Polk and Dennis and Sledgewick. Lost a tough one to Gilbert. But several individuals, Alexis Esquivel and Emma Daniels, both went undefeated. You had Destiny Rizelman, Cammie Jones, Maggie Dirks, Kayla Carly Jacobson, Cameron Kincaid, and Emma Grossman all go 2-1 at your guys' home duel. So, I mean, yeah, you could have won all three, but it couldn't have been probably much better than what it turned out.
Yeah, I mean, we can always improve. The girls know that. We don't have a lot of moral victories. We're looking ahead to the next one. Gilbert's a tough opponent. I mean, we got to give them all the credit that they deserve. You know, a couple of tough losses there. Again, you know, some of these girls put in a really good match and just it didn't go their way. You know, Carly Jacobson and Cammie Jones, I mean, you know, they're making it all the way into the third period, and then they just turn the wrong direction, and before you know it, it's over. We're getting people in place. We're getting people ready to do certain things. We were trying out a couple of things with the lineup when we were going to go up against Denison, and it worked out in our favor. Again, you know, we talk about Denison a lot because we wrestle him a lot.
Yep.
I think I might have made a comment last year that they never see the same lineup twice, and that's all part of it. I mean, they enjoy that as well. We never see their same lineup twice either. So Denison's kind of fun to wrestle just because we're familiar with them. They're familiar with us, so there's that added strategy involved. But overall, yeah, I mean, the duel went well. I like having quads and make sure that, you know, some of these rosters, they're just not full. So it's nice to get more than one team in your gym just to increase the chances that everybody gets a match.
Coach, you guys heading into the break, as you said, when we talked here, you know, before the interview, this was it and until after, you know, January, until January. So what do you guys focus on during the break when you get them into the gym?
We focus 100% on individual stuff. We're not worried about overall cookie cutter team type stuff. Each individual girl is working on their specific takedown, their specific style of stand up or escape. And we really start to hone that in as we come into January. You know, we're looking forward to the 30th. And so girls have to start, if they don't have an identity yet, they got to figure out what it is. And we got to, you know, just sharpen that diamond, just get after it. There's certain girls that are just now starting to turn a corner. They're looking dangerous. And so over the break, we can really analyze that tape. We can break it down further than we normally do. We can get it down to the inches, to the seconds. And we can get some of these girls, we can get them to the next level so that when we show up to Kemper, you know, these teams don't even recognize us anymore. That's the goal.
Well, Coach, I hope that goal works out for you very well. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Appreciate you joining us here early on this Saturday morning.
Absolutely. Same to you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Joe Daniels with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team. We're back with more here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Back here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning, we're going to talk at Kemper Wrestling, both boys and girls. As head coach Shane Vaughn is joining us. And coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing on this early Saturday morning?
Yeah, good. Good to be here. Another fun full day of wrestling.
Yeah, you got the boys Carroll invite coming up today. You just wrapped up the girls invite up at Carroll High last night, so back-to-back tournaments for you up at Carroll High. We'll start with the girls last night. Pretty good showing the way it looked, finishing up in second place.
Yeah, you know, the girls are doing a great job. They worked their butt off in practice, and they really seem to enjoy competing, and it shows in the way they perform out there and put together another solid tournament finish.
Who wrestled well for you last night on the girls' side of things?
Honestly, all of them. You know, we had a few girls that, you know, were able to go out. I think we put four or five in the finals.
Wow.
So that's always good. And then had a couple others that were able to get, you know, wins in matches that maybe earlier in the year they wouldn't have won. So just things like that, you know, definite signs of progress and improvement. But like Claire Allman and Abby Carver both got some hard-fought wins. We finally got Tatum Mancini on the mat, and she got a couple wins for us. So that's always awesome to see. And then the usual, you know, Sadie Smith wrestling really well, getting to the finals. Riley Massey getting to the finals, like girls like that. So really top to bottom, all of them were working their butt off.
Coach, what has it been besides the work the girls are putting in? Is it the fundamental part of it? Is the mental part of it? What's been really shining for this group of girls here this last couple of weeks?
They do a really good job coming together as a team. You know, you never know what you're going to get with a group of teenage girls, but these girls have really bonded together, and they support each other and pick each other up, and that allows them to just wrestle with confidence. You know, when they go out, they're confident, they're having fun, and that's what lets them wrestle free, and that's when they're their best. So it's been really cool.
Champions last night?
Yeah, we had – so we ended up in second place.
Yep.
Carol got us by about 14 points, I believe. But Sadie Smith won, Madigan Hoyt won, Kara Schutte won, and Anna Schutte also won. So four individual champs is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Any of those in that championship match have to come from behind, or were all of them fairly easy wins for them?
Madigan Hoyt had a fantastic match in the finals. You know, wrestling a girl that could have been her twin, just, you know, another short, stocky girl. And
yep.
It was a battle of a match. They were both holding good position, and Madigan finally got the winning takedown with about 12 seconds left.
What did she do to get it?
Just kept the pressure on. You know, Madigan does a great job of moving forward and controlling ties. And, you know, I told her no one can handle that for 6 minutes. So you stay on her and keep that pressure. Eventually she's going to break. And she finally found a way to break position and get that final takedown.
Coach, what are you going to focus on for the girls when you get a chance to work with them over the break?
Yeah, just continuing to put stuff together. You know, we're looking better and better on our feet. But just after we get that takedown, how quickly can we transition to a turn? And, you know, how do we take these matches that we're winning right now and blow them open and, you know, just keep putting up points?
Yeah, but girls have been busy on Friday nights for you here lately. You're coming back, as I mentioned, you got the Carroll boys invite coming up today. But the boys have been busy, too. Last Saturday, you guys were over at the Ogden Duels. Then Thursday night, you hosted both Lewis Central and Atlantic. Let's start with the Ogden Duels. How did you feel like it went for the boys?
You know, there were some good and bad. We had individual performances here and there throughout the day at Ogden that were good. You know, guys doing things that we wanted to be doing, guys taking steps forward. But overall, as a team right now, you know, looking at dual-wise, we're not quite where we want to be. And the boys know that, and they're aware of it, and they're putting the work in to change it. But, you know, it's a process. I just keep reminding them we're early in the year, and we got a long ways to go before February.
Who are some of the young guys that you've seen some growth and improvement with?
Beckett Warnow is doing a good job. He puts in a lot of time, a lot of work, and he's not far off from, you know, he's had some success, but he's not far off from having a lot more. And so he just needs to keep putting that time in, and he knows it. And so that's something to kind of keep an eye on moving forward.
Best duel did you feel for the boys over at Ogden?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What was the best duel for you over at Ogden last Saturday?
We competed well against Gilbert. That was when I had to go back and check the team score. It's been a bit, but I want to say there were only 9 matches wrestled, and I think we won 4 of them. So that's one that, you know, we were kind of right in there and holding our own for the most part.
You mentioned, you know, Madigan Hoyt, McGuire Hoyt also having a good year for you. What has stood out for you about him?
His leadership. You know, he's a senior that's kind of stepping up and filling that role. So he's been a good leader for the team, and he works hard and leads by example, but he's not afraid to be a vocal leader when needed.
Atlantic and Lewis Central. Atlantic looked really good the other night against you guys and against Lewis Central as well. That was probably one of the better performances I've seen from a team for a while. So what did you guys take away from the duel you took in the triangular with Atlantic and Lewis Central?
I mean, you know, those are two of the top teams in Hawkeye 10. So that's the measuring stick that we got to hold ourselves to. And, you know, as we saw on Thursday, we're not where we need to be yet. And, you know, that's fine. Like I said before, we're early in the year.
Yep.
But it's a good reminder that we got a lot of work to do, and kind of get back in the room and just keep, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and taking steps because, you know, Atlantic's a great program. LC's a great program. Like, every year, you know they're going to be tough. But we're capable of more than we showed on Thursday, so we just got to keep working and, you know, make up for that performance moving forward.
You mentioned early that, you know, the boys' team's got some work to do in duels. Do you feel like you're better situated right now for the individual tournament like you're going to see today at Carroll High?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we kind of did something a little different this week. So we sent a lot of our guys to a JV tournament on Friday night just to get some better experience. Our JV boys and a handful of our varsity boys went over to Rolling Story just to get competition that, you know, would allow them to compete a little more and kind of be in more matches and have a little bit more opportunity for growth. So we actually only have four guys competing today at Carroll. But having those individual tournaments, you get guys that can kind of focus on themselves and try to make a run through a bracket. You know, and that's a good situation to be in.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us here today. I know you got another match coming up today, and the voice is not real strong, so I'll let you get some rest and get some water in before you guys start up again here this morning. We'll see you out there a little bit later on today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Talk to you later.
You bet. Head Coach Shane Vaughn again with the Kemper girls and boys wrestling team back with more of our Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Home is where our hearts are and where we make sure your telephone, internet, and TV keep working. This Christmas, Corn Belt Telephone wishes you peace, joy, and uninterrupted connection with the people you love. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas from your local team at Corn Belt Telephone.
Back here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show, talking some Carroll boys wrestling right now as head coach Eric Noggle is joining us. And Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You bet. I appreciate you joining us. I know how crazy this weekend is. Girls tournament last night, boys tournament yours coming up a little bit later on this morning. You wrestled on Thursday night as well at North Polk. Have you had a chance to get like five winks of sleep in the last 48 hours?
I'm not as bad as you are, so yeah, I got more sleep than you probably.
Coach, let's start with last Saturday. You guys were over at the Ogden Duels. Went 2-1 in your pool, ended up finishing up in third place overall, falling to North Butler in the third place match. But you and I were talking, you felt pretty good about some of the things, but also there's still some things. It's early in the season, still some things to work on.
Yeah, we still got some things to work on. I mean, Algona didn't show up, so that kind of helped a little bit and put us in there. Otherwise, probably been wrestled for like fifth or sixth, but Perry came out and wrestled really, really well against us, which kind of took us by surprise, a little shock there. Their program's growing, like I said, when you got Chris Dardanes, who's a four-time All-American from the state of Minnesota.
Right.
You're going to have quality coaching. So hats off to them. They did what they needed to do to beat us. But, yeah, we're just making – again, that's kind of the team we are, you know, where we're in there. We're just a little young and inexperienced in some of those, but – you know, to be able to wrestle as many duels as we did during that tournament and actually got it on, which was nice. Kind of helps you out a little bit. And again, we just need bad time and situations and knowing what to do. And some of our guys are still learning how to walk when everybody else is running. So we're a little bit behind on some of those things, but they're working hard to get better. So.
You mentioned got the tournament on. That was the morning of the snowstorm. I've heard a few people say that the roads were not cleared at all on the road. So how was that drive over?
No, it was better than the Saturday from Sioux City, but yeah, I do need a sleigh and reindeers, like seriously, but it'll be cold and I don't know if you can fit that many kids on there. But yeah, they're all right. They weren't scooped or anything, but our bus drivers do a great job. I mean, Brian Holt usually drives us and he's a heck of a driver and you know, he gets us to where we need to be and he did his part and it just, it's one of those things.
Yeah, you guys had five wrestlers, I think it was, that did really well. Michael Rowetter, Trevin Weber, Caden Clucky, Kieran Polking, and Quentin Polking all went undefeated for you on the day. And then Carson Tedra also went 3-1 for you this past weekend. I'm sure you want that number bigger, but what stood out for you about those guys?
Oh, they're just working. They're our experience. I mean, they're the guys that have the most amount of experience and, you know, you kind of expect that out of them and they just go about their business and do their work. And, you know, the hard part about it is I feel sometimes when we get done with, we get done with duels or we get done with something, it's, you know, they do their part, and our other guys got to start doing their part. So it doesn't add as much, you know, and they got to get a pin, and, you know, you're kind of expecting that, but that adds a little more pressure on them. And again, they don't get to wrestle how they want to wrestle sometimes, and they think about the team more than themselves, and then things kind of go haywire or wonky, and, you know, you start making mistakes that you shouldn't make. But those guys just been working hard, and they're our leaders, and it's kind of the expectation, so they just kind of put the boots on and go to work, and that's what they've been doing their whole high school career, and that's what we expect them to do, and they just rise to the occasion.
You guys headed over to North Polk last night, or Thursday night, I should say. Took on Gilbert and North Polk, defeated Gilbert. One name that was back in the lineup that was happy to see, Gavin Holt back for you. Mickey McGowan also picked up a win by falling that win over Gilbert. You did fall in kind of a close one to North Polk. Jake Kincaid, one of those guys that and Caden Krall both picking up wins for you in that one as well. So how did you feel like Thursday night went?
Yeah, Gavin's back. That adds a new dilemma, but adds a new structure to the team. You know, he's just that hardworking kid and doesn't take much flack. And he's one of our leaders in there as well. And the kids respect him. So that kind of added a little bit of fuel to him and got him a little more excited. I wish we'd have came a little more excited against North Polk when we wrestled them first, but, they just kind of just didn't go our way in some matches, and just some simple mistakes that we worked on Wednesday night that we continue to make, and we did work on Friday. We're going to fix those things, or hopefully fix those things. We're just making, again, it's that experience and that level and just putting ourselves in certain situations. And again, it's just early in the season and more wrestling. And I told them, you know, don't focus on the outcomes. And it's kind of hard to tell a kid, you know, when it's a one-on-one sport and you're trying to win,
right?
You know, don't focus on that outcome, but, you know, focus on that process. Am I getting better? Am I still making the same mistakes? You know, it's kind of that life lesson. Do I continue to make the same mistakes, or do I jump in and I learn from those mistakes and I get better? So we're kind of just focusing on the process and trying to get better.
And do you feel like you guys are doing that with just the one more tournament today, heading into the break?
Yeah, I think so. We're making progress, you know. In reality, you got to look at it, and we've been kind of spoiled for the last how many years where you could just kind of know it was going to happen and rely on it. And these guys just, it's new terrain for them, for some of them. The older guys kind of know the situations and they're doing those, but some of our younger guys, you know, like I said, are learning to walk while people are running. And, you know, that learning curve takes a while, but, you know, we get into Christmas break and we start fixing those things, and then January, and then, well, by January, hopefully you got to figure it out. And if not, you know, by the end of the year. And again, it's back to that theory of you don't want to peak right now. You know, you want to be good and steady and consistent. And I think that's just kind of what we're missing, is that inconsistency. And, you know, like I said, just relax, and you want to peak at the right time. And December's not the time to peak.
Right. Yeah, you don't want them to peak today. Coach, I'll see you out there today at your guys' tournament a little bit later on this morning. But as always, a real strong tournament. What are you hoping to see today?
Well, I just see it, well, again, back to us competing and improving, you know, get that process and make sure you're making progress in there, and just compete. And it's nice. Even tournament as it's going, if everybody shows up and does their thing. So it'll be some battles and some weights, and you know, and some of our other guys will get some matches that they can hopefully, you know, pull some wins out, and just trying to finish better than what our seed is, you know, just trying to improve on our seed and try to get as many guys as we can in the finals, and hopefully we're in the team hunt.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here. I know how busy your morning is today, so wish you the best of luck. I'll probably just say hi as I pass you by, because I know how busy you'll be this morning, but appreciate you joining us here today. Merry Christmas, by the way, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. Appreciate everything you guys do. Hope everybody has a safe holiday and take some time to enjoy their families. And as always, go Tigers.
Head Coach Eric Nagel joining us here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. We're back right after this on KCIM.
Give yourself a present of a new ride. Drive into New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas right now. Get $1,000 mega cash on most models. Got a trade? We'll add $500 in trade-in assistance. And some even have 0% financing available. Save on your fuel expense and lease the Mustang Mach-E for just $299 a month. Power, performance, and savings all at New Way Ford. Visit us online at newwayford.com or stop into New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas today.
Back here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning, let's talk a little Kemper girls basketball. Is it Justin Yetmar is joining us here. The Knights picking up a nice win against a program that was ranked prior to that game, no longer ranked, with Atlantic, and as they get ready to head up to Carlisle as well tonight up at Fort Dodge. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
You bet, Coach. You guys coming off a nice win. Atlantic had gotten a really good start to the season. I think they were ranked 14th or something like that in Class 4A, and you guys go down there and took charge in the second quarter and never really left them back into the basketball game.
Yeah, it was a little rocky start. First quarter, it was kind of back and forth, and they had a late bucket count. That kind of gave them some momentum, but proud of our girls, the way they responded in that second quarter, it could have been really easy for them to kind of hang their heads, but, you know, they bounced back, and, you know, defensively that second and third quarter, that's probably the best we've been all year, and it was really good basketball on Tuesday night, and, you know, the girls played really hard. You know, the ball started kind of going through the hoop a little bit more for us, which always helps. And, you know, the best part about Tuesday night to me was, you know, we were super balanced.
Right.
We had four girls in double figures, another one with nine. So you do that, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, hopefully you can continue to get that kind of contribution. As you said, you know, Mackenzie shot the ball really well. Charlotte shot the ball well. Kaylee Simon saw a few go in as well. And then you know what you're always going to get probably from Elsa and Addie even. You mentioned the defense. You give up six in the second quarter, just three in the third quarter when you really blew that game open, outscoring them 19-3. Best defensive performance, I'm sure, this season. What was so good during those two quarters?
We were just really active, and really the biggest difference. And I said this in the post game is Olivia Schenkelberg. You know, that kid is one of the best kids you'll ever meet, and
yep.
You know, she just a little sluggish to start, and so we kind of we challenged her a little bit. You know, Atlantic has a really good post player, so you know, and then she just started becoming active and. Really strong rebound. She was physical down low. So, you know, really she kind of reset the tone for us. You know, just her presence, her size, her athletic ability. You know, we just need that from her. And that really to me was the difference. You know, our perimeter girls, they were very active. Their hands were really active. They're getting, you know, we had a lot of deflections, which is a stat we look at and talk about. And so, you know, really it was, you know, our bigs kind of stepping up and really shutting their post player down, which kind of changed everything.
And Coach, talking about that, you mentioned that bucket they got there late in the first quarter to put them up by a score of 17-13 at the end of the first, but you guys really opened up that second quarter on a 9-0 scoring run, and that's really where you kind of took command of the game and put yourself at least in control.
Yeah, we, it just, you know, I think Kinsey hit two threes in that second quarter.
Yep.
Else hit one. So it just was, everybody was just kind of doing their role, and you know, it just kind of snowballed for us a little bit and kind of snowballed on them a little bit. And, you know, by the next thing we know, we're up 19 there in the fourth quarter. And, you know, it all happened pretty quick, to be honest.
And, Coach, you guys get that win. I thought maybe it would jump you back into the rankings. You might be another week away, depending on how things go. But you were supposed to go to Spencer on Thursday night. I think both of us were a little surprised when the message came in that that game had gotten postponed, because it was not a bad day here, windy and cold. But up north, it was not so nice on Thursday.
No, that was we were ready to roll, and, you know, it was kind of getting time to – kind of start getting everything packed up, and yeah, we got the call that up north was, you know, kind of complete whiteout and blizzard like conditions, and it was, saw some pictures, it was not a good weather night. So yeah, so that one's postponed. We're looking for dates to kind of fit that game in. We both want to definitely play that, and you know, we don't want to lose a game or anything of that nature. So that one's, hopefully it finds a spot. Not sure when it'll be, but yeah, that was, we're excited about that one. They're really improved, really athletic. You know, they're long, they pressure. So we're looking forward to that challenge, but you know, we can't control the weather, and we kind of move forward.
And you'll get another challenge on Saturday night. You guys are playing in the Classic up at Iowa Central, taking on a very good Carlisle team. I know they played Carroll High earlier this year. Everybody knows about Macy Comito that's headed to Iowa State. She's averaging over 22 a game. But I know Coach Cook said that they have some other girls now that can score the basketball when you try and double her, and she's not afraid to find her teammates. So going to be a good challenge for you and the girls to kind of see where you're at right now, right?
Yeah, this one's it's a really cool opportunity for our girls. Yep. To be able to play in that event, and then B, to play a really, really good basketball team, and arguably maybe one of the best players we'll see all year. So, you know, for us, it's a good kind of measuring stick to see, you know, where we're at. You know, it potentially could expose some weaknesses, but what I love about, you know, our group is, you know, they're not afraid. They're going to go in there and
absolutely
play hard, and you know, see what we have for them.
Maybe you exploit some weaknesses that they have, right?
That would be that's the plan. Yeah, she's, Macy Comito is very, very good. She's got really good pieces around her. So, you know, they're going to be contenders in 4A for sure. And like I say, for us, it's just a great opportunity to kind of see where we're at and see if we can keep our momentum moving forward.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to being up there later on tonight for that Hardwood Classic against Carlisle. So appreciate you joining me here today. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again later on tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Justin Yetmar, with the Kemper Girls basketball team. We're back with more of our Pizza Ranch Coaches Show coming up here on KCIM.
Hi, this is Janine at Janine's Hallmark. We would like to wish you happy holidays. Thank you to all our customers for their continued business and support this past year. May your Christmas be filled with love, laughter, and joy. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Janine's Hallmark.
Sean Minahan, the head boys basketball coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here on this Saturday morning. They get ready to head up to Sioux City a little bit later on today to take on Dakota Valley up at the Tyson Event Center. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Doing really good, thank you.
You bet, Coach. You guys 1-1 the last week. You knew last Saturday was going to be one heck of a challenge. Clear Lake, I think, lost in the state championship game a year ago. Four of the five starters back, so you knew they'd be a good, salty ball club on Saturday, and you'd learn a little bit about yourself. And I thought you saw some good things. And then, you know, you certainly rebounded on Tuesday night, dominating down in Atlantic, really, from the start of the game. So, really, 1-1, I guess, the last time. It's weird to talk to you about a loss, so we'll start with that one. It hasn't happened much the last several years. As you go back and look at that one, what kind of stands out to you about that performance last week against Clear Lake?
Just lack of execution, and just lack of, you know, the things that we want to hang our hat on of the way we show up and compete. I just didn't think our execution was where it needed to be, and I don't think our level of compete was where it needed to be, especially at the beginning of the game. You know, we obviously made a run and got it close there at the end. But I think if we show up from the start the way we're capable of, I think we can, that game probably turns out a little bit differently.
You've coached some great players, even as an assistant coach here at Kemper. You know, Parker Bating, Matt Dantlinger, just to throw out a couple of names, and I know those are just a share of the terrific players. But have you ever seen anything like what Brock did late in the third quarter and through the fourth quarter the other night against a really, really good Clear Lake team?
No, the shots he was making, the level of difficulty on those shots were incredible. His defense that he was playing with.
Yes.
He was rebounding, he was blocking shots, getting steals. He was doing everything. So, that was about as special of a run as I've seen. He took the ACT that morning, which normally fries the brain. And like the kids are done, like mentally, it's tough to recover from that. So the fact that he did that in the morning and had that kind of game in the afternoon is really incredible. And it just, it's one of those, we weren't playing our best. And, you know, he, as a leader, he stepped up and,
yep,
you know, he really, really put the team on his back. And we have an ultra talented team. You know, the guys responded around him and picked up their level of play also. And, you know, we made a run. We fell out short, but it is what it is. But it's one of those things, looking back, I think the loss makes what we still need to work on sink in that much more.
Right.
I thought we had a really good film session on Monday. We did a short practice on Monday with our varsity guys. And then we did about a half an hour film session. We just sat there and we talked about what needed to get better. And because you guys already know the answers now, it's on you to go out and do that. And they really, really did an exceptional job on Tuesday. I thought our communication was outstanding.
Yeah, yeah. Tuesday, you guys were dominant. I'll get to that in a second. I want to go back to Brock for just a moment here. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, the eight threes, I think it was, down the stretch, and you even mentioned it, the difficulty of those shots. But there was something else you mentioned that to me jumped off even more. His defense and rebounding, he showed completeness in the basketball player and able to take over in every aspect. Those were the two things that jumped out to me beyond just the way he shot it down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it was... He, you know, he's the leader. You know, you see it in football. He's like a 2-year captain, I think, in football. He's been a captain the past 2 years, whereas in basketball. So, you know, looking at a 3-year captain in basketball, you know, he's a kid that's had eyes on him for a really long time, with high expectations, just for the simple fact of following in his brother's footsteps. It has, yep, created high expectations. And you know, the way he was playing and the leadership he showed was really impressive, and it showed on both ends of the floor.
He came out and played well Tuesday as well, but so did the whole team. 27-9, you outscore Atlantic in the first quarter. Somehow you outscore them 27-9 in the second quarter, lead that 54-18 going into the halftime. That's not a bad Atlantic team. There's some good basketball players on there, but that game, technically, even though it wasn't over, it was over, it seemed like, about 4 or 5 minutes into that game.
Yeah, we came out, you know, I think they might have got a bucket on their first possession or was, yep, their second possession, but it was a tough one. Gavin McLaren is an incredibly strong kid. He's a Division I football player, you know, and he muscled one up and got it to go for him. But our guys just responded. I thought we were calling out our secondary break actions and executing, getting really great looks at the basket early. Our communication on the defense, just all five of those guys really did a great job of going out there and communicating. Then we had guys coming off the bench. Tanner Bating goes in there, his first possession in there, he takes a charge, Gavin gets a technical for them. You know, we go down, knock down those free throws. I think Tanner follows that up with a 3-point shot that he hits in the corner. So he went into the game, made an instant impact for us. And just our guys, I thought we had a really good rotation going in from our bench guys, where we were able to keep four of those starters on there the whole time. The energy level kept up. The communication kept going the whole time. So it's not even just the shot making. It was the way our guys were playing together is what I was most pleased with.
And you mentioned the other night, you had talked to him in the film study on Monday, the half-court execution and the way they were a little bit more patient maybe on the offensive end.
Yeah, it just sometimes, like, when Clear Lake is an athletic team and they were able to speed us up. And that's where we just, I guess, guys, like, you have the ball. You're the ones that are in control of the pace. You're the one who dictates the speed of everything. So just stay calm and relax through that. Set up your screens better. Run off, set solid screens. Run off of them in the correct way. Make your correct reads. And even more than that, just actually run our secondary break looks. We were able to get a lot of really good looks early in the possession, when the defense isn't exactly set up, I think. And then when we were in half court sets, the offense just, it flowed really well.
Coach, back in action later today, mentioned you guys get to go up to the Tyson Event Center to the Baumgartner's Invitational. This has been a fun tournament over the years. I know they lost some games Thursday to the weather that blew through the area, but you get Dakota Valley. I hope you know more about them than I do. They're in South Dakota. It's a really good program, but they haven't played much this year, so haven't able to find much information about them on this season.
Yeah, they played their first game Tuesday. They had another game last night that I haven't been able to find any information on yet. It's just one of the, we're spoiled here in Iowa with the way we run bound. They have bound there, but they don't update it the way we do. They have a score on there, and they have rosters. They don't have any stats or anything like that. Huddle, they don't upload it the way as fast. They don't have the – we have a statewide exchange here. They might have it there, but we don't have access to it. So it makes it a lot more difficult, you know, just you got to scour YouTube. We'll scour YouTube a little bit more, see if we can't find anything, hopefully, on that game. But they got out, they had a 22-point win their first game on Tuesday. They made 12 threes, I think, at 39%. They were shot 92% from the free throw line. So they were 12 of 13 from the free throw line. They ran out and transitioned really well. They have a really good player. A Sorensen kid, I believe, who's a senior guard who is I've had some coaches tell me he's a GPAC level kid, so he's very talented. They start three seniors, then they have a 6'5 sophomore that they start, and then they have a 5'9, 5'10 freshman. They play two freshmen. One starts, one comes off the bench, where although freshmen are very, very talented players, they can really shoot the ball. So I think they went 8 or 9 deep, and they want to play fast. They want to shoot threes, so stylistically, it matches up pretty well with the way we want to play. We just need to go out and execute it and see if we can execute at a higher level, which hopefully with our more games played will give us an advantage there.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. Should be a fun one for you guys. Appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best luck in that game. And I know Mason will look forward to chatting with you following the broadcast.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Sean Minahan with the Kemper boys basketball team. We're back with more here on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pete's Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pete's Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pete's Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Back to wrap up our Pete's Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. Thanks to Randy Beeson, Katie Cook, Deb Danner, Joe Daniels, Shane Vaughn, Eric Noggle, Justin Yatmar, and Sean Minahan for joining us. Thank you for joining us as well today. We're going to have a busy day in local sports. We'll get recap stories typed up, everything probably tomorrow. Carroll Boys Swim Team, I guess, of course, at the Ames Invite today in wrestling. The Audubon Girls and Boys are at the WIC Conference Tournament at Loma. Carroll Boys are hosting their invite today with the Kemper boys there. ESAC boys are at the Cherokee Tournament. South Central Calhoun boys are at the Roland Story Tournament. South Central Calhoun girls are at the Boone Tournament. And the Coon Rapids Baird boys are at the Ridgeview Duels. In basketball, Ike Manning's at Missouri Valley girls and boys today. Glenn Ralston girls and boys go to Greene County. Our Weva boys are at Westwood today. You got Kemper boys taking on Dakota Valley at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Mason Nealon with the broadcast on 93.7 KKRL, coverage at about 4:15. I'll be at Iowa Central up in Fort Dodge tonight with the Kemper girls as they take on Carlisle. Coverage at about 6:30 on Kick 106.7. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend, everybody.